town. I can foresee it's time to leave town. I can really foresee that this town will go down. I foresee we're all gonna drown. Thank you.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 443. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We start things off there with a track from The X, and that song is called Soon All Cities, and it's on the band's new album, 27 Passports. They put that out themselves on March 22nd. That Amsterdam band has been around forever, one of the original 1979 punk rock bands, one of the original anarcho-punk bands, but they're doing so much more over the course of the 20 or so albums they've released. I really love the motoric sort of rhythm in that one. I think I could listen to about another 15, 20 minutes, but 6.5 minutes is long enough, I guess. Anyway, I've got music and you came to hear it, so let's jump into something new. This is King Tuff with the song Never Ending Sunshine. Oh, that was a nice little trip there, wasn't it? We started things off with King Tuff with the song Neverending Sunshine. That's on the new album The Other, which came out last week, April 13th on Sub Pop Records. Kyle Thomas, a.k.a. King Tuff, is based out of Los Angeles now, I think formerly from Vermont. And this is a little different album. Well, it's a lot different album, but I like it. And I really like the synth line on that song, kind of, you know, gin and juice style there. Or maybe that's just the 420 in the air. Let's see. After that, we heard from Spritzer from Brooklyn, New York. The song I played was called Little Mystery. I think that's the lead track off the Love Lies Decay album that comes out next week, April 27th, on Paper Garden Records. A very solid indie pop record with lots of, I don't know, just brilliant keyboards all over that one. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more music. That's what's coming. This is The Connection with In the End.
I tried.
That is Rat Boys from Chicago. The song is called I Don't Want to Live on the Moon. I found that on the covers compilation for AFSP. That's the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. It came out last week, April 13th, just on Bandcamp. I think a 7-song comp, and all money going to AFSP, which I know nothing about, but the name sounds pretty good. If you recognize that song, you may know it was first sung by Ernie on Sesame Street in 1978, written by Jeff Moss, who wrote so many of those early wonderful songs, Rubber Ducky, and man, the song list just goes on with Jeff Moss. Before that, we heard from Peach Kelly Pop with the song Crooked. That is on the new EP Witch Witch, which comes out tomorrow. I think maybe a record store day thing on Mint Records. That is the project of Allie Hanlon. She's got a new full-length coming out very soon as well, so we'll be doubling up on Peach Kelly Pop here shortly. And then we started that set with The Connection from Rochester, New Hampshire. The song I played was In the End. It's on the new album Wish You Success, which comes out next week, April 26th by my records, oddly enough. Weird date for that, isn't it? On Two Wind Disc Records, small label there. Not on Rumbar, which is odd, but man, what a very solid, solid power pop album. And that track there, one of my very favorites this year. And you'll hear that one counted down at the end of the year, I'm sure. It's going to stick around because that's timeless, right? Anyway, we're out of time. Let me go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 443. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Twitter or Facebook at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. We got shows tonight. Hipshot Killers playing at the Rhino with Deco Auto, I think. On the 21st, Record Store Day, things happening everywhere. I know Casket Lottery is at Mills, and then I know Hipshot is at Revolution, and there's things all day at Josie as well as every other record store in the world. Looking forward to the 24th, Joe Jack Talcum is playing at the Record Bar with Destroy Nate Allen. The 26th always is at the Record Bar. The 27th of Montreal is at the Record Bar, or you can go to see Rogue Wave at the Riot Room. On the 29th, Martha is playing at Off-Broadway. That is with Bad Moves and Jeff Rosenbach, and if that one's not sold out, it will be soon, so I should probably figure out if I'm going to make that drive or not. On the 30th, LA Witch is at the Riot Room, and then looking into May a little bit, TSOL at the Riot Room on the 2nd. On the 4th, Priest is at Bottleneck. On the 6th is Royal Brat at the Come and Go. On the 8th, Baby Metal is playing at the Uptown. What to expect there? What to find? I don't know, but I want to find out. On the 11th, Breeders at the Truman, or the Workers' Revival Fest is happening the 11th and 12th at Record Bar, including Downtown Boys playing that one. On the 12th, Hip Shot Killers at the Mini Bar, or Tier is at the Riot Room. The 15th of May is Helmet at the Truman, and that's with Prong. That'll be an interesting show. The 14th, Charlie Bliss is at the Record Bar. And let's stop right there. That gives us almost a month out. So many shows that you could be at. Looking at the website, a few things have popped up there. There are photos and video and a quick write-up of the Jorge Arena Witch Jail Bird Girls Neptune show last weekend at the Brick. And there are photos and video of the Chastity Belt La 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 and Planet What show that happened at the Little White Schoolhouse. And soon there will probably be those photos up of last night's show featuring Vela, Shrivon, North by North, and Hillary Watts Riot. So things popping up. It's exciting stuff. Anyway, one track left for you here. It's a track by Booze and Glory, who you may know kind of as an oi band, but they're also very big reggae fans, actually Jamaican music fans in general, Calypso and everything. But they have got together with a couple of different bands and built out full reggae versions of a number of their songs. Three songs over 3 7-inches, each with the stereo and a mono mix, that they're calling the Reggae Sessions Volume 1. It's on Pirates Press here in the U.S., but I think a couple of other different labels for U.K. and Europe elsewhere. Who knows? Anyway, it's an interesting take, and I think it's, I don't know, you'll enjoy it. Let's just play it. This is London Skinhead Crew, the stereo mix. Like I say, you can pick that up now. It's out on Pirates Press, or, you know, find it somewhere. Enjoy. We'll talk again next week.